Committee for the 60-plus Activity Center in Newport, Oregon. It's Monday, October 3rd, 2022 at 1:06. Our sole purpose of meeting today is to interview two applicants and then to vote on them for recommendation or not to Sonia to pass on to City of Newport. City Council, thank you. Okay. Do you want to take our attendance?
Absolutely. All right, so, Bryn.
Here.
Here.
John.
Here.
Patty.
Here.
That was simple. Okay, great, thanks. All righty, so we have our first applicant here. That's Vicky Bach sitting down there at the table. And we're gonna just take a moment to read through your application so that it's fresh in our minds. I know I've read through it a couple times, but I need to do it again real quickly. Then we will introduce ourselves and then we will start with some questions. Okay, we had a moment to read through it. Okay, Patty, you want to start by introducing yourself to Vicky?
Hi, Vicky. I'm Patty Oliver. In looking this over, I didn't have any questions.
Okay.
It looked good to me.
Thanks. Don.
Yes, good morning. I'm Don Jay, J-A-Y. Got two first names. I have reviewed your application. Looks very promising for us.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to do that and to come in and talk with us.
I'm Ann Way. I'm the chairperson of this committee. And thank you, yes, also for filling out an application and showing some interest. Bryn?
Hi, Bryn McCornack. And I also serve on some other community committees for the community. And it's wonderful. If you haven't done committee work, I think you'll find it very, very exciting. Thank you.
Okay, before we start our questions, why don't you introduce yourself to us? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Vicky Bach. My husband, John, and I, his name is Daigle, moved here 3 years ago from Colorado, and I'd been at 8,000 feet in Colorado for 40 years. And so going from 8,000 feet to sea level has been a big change. We have grandchildren in Eugene. My son and his wife and three grandchildren live in Eugene. And my daughter and her partner and three little children, the youngest of whom was one Saturday, live in Portland. And so I sold my business and we lived within sight range of my business, and that was very hard. I had a bed and breakfast inn for 16 years. The average person has an inn for 6 years, and I lasted 16. So we lived very close to it, and it was very hard to look at it from every window of the house all the time. So we decided to move, and I had been to the coast. I came to Eugene numerous times to visit my son and family, and I would rent a car and drive up and down the coast, and we'd explored it pretty well, and so we just decided to do that. In the summer of 2015, we rented a place in Yahats for a month, and I hired, at great expense, someone to run the inn for the month of June, and I never took a day off in June, and I took a month off in 2015, and we stayed in Yahats and did a lot of exploring. And so we ended up here. I was very involved in the community there, both in Rotary. I was the president of the Lodging Association. I was very involved. I have a real soft spot for veterans, and I did a couple of amazing events for veterans at the inn. And that's about it. I'm a yogi. I've been practicing yoga for many years. It's a big part of my life. I've gotten to know Sonia because I'm a Rotarian, and as you know, Sonia is president of Rotary, and I've developed a great appreciation for her. And so I haven't really found my niche here, but I'm a cancer survivor, and I think chemo affected my brain a little bit. But it's probably just old age, but I have the excuse of chemo brain, and not everyone has that good excuse. And so I thought about doing something pretty important in Rotary, but I don't trust my brain sometimes. And I thought 60s plus people understand that better than the general public. Mm-hmm. So
we certainly do. Well, welcome to Oregon.
Thank you.
And the Central Coast. Okay. Patty, do you want to start with a question?
I don't have any questions. I think she answered all of them, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, Don?
Well, I do have a little comment here on it. You mentioned you're very active and have a strong interest in veterans affairs. I'm a combat-related disability veteran myself, so that was a lot of interest to me. And explain just a little bit when you say you've been very involved in it. What have you been involved in the veteran area?
I had a very good friend who dedicated, she was a nurse and a PhD in psychology, and she dedicated her life to doing pro bono work for veterans. And because we coffeed and cookied a lot, we talked a lot, and Veterans Day came around one year, and I said, Susan, what would you think if I maybe opened up the inn to veterans?
Opened up a what?
I had a bed and breakfast inn,
oh, yes,
and
I
had 13
okay.
rooms.
I got you. I just missed that.
Yeah, and I had 13 rooms, and I thought I could pull in 13 veterans and spend the night and do breakfast and the whole bit. So Susan thought it was a great idea. So we sat down and we tried to pick vets from all the wars. I mean, so that we would have a good representation. The second year I did it, I had 3 World War II vets, which is pretty amazing.
Yes,
and two of them are now deceased, but to have 3 of them there, one in his original uniform, which was fantastic, as well as I had young guys that had been in Afghanistan. And the next morning when I came down to breakfast and the World War II vets were there, along with the young men who had been to Afghanistan, it brought tears to my eyes. And the exchange between the two of them, you know, how much difference in age, 50 years, 60 years, was just amazing. And I had so much fun calling people and saying, we're inviting you to come spend the night. And the first thing was, how much does it cost? I said, mm-hmm. It doesn't cost anything. So I put it together the first year, and then I got the community involved the second year, and we had a program, and when the Star Spangled Banner was sung, it was really something. And we had, I think Optimus was involved, Rotary was involved, I think the Chamber got involved, but it was really special.
You are the only participant in the conference. Please press any key on your keypad to remain in the conference.
Is that me?
No.
Oh, okay.
She's got to hang her invisible person up. Thank you for that information.
Sure. Yes,
I appreciated that. Thank you.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So do I.
Bryn, do you have any questions?
Hi.
Hi.
I was wondering if you had any questions about our advisory committee or what kind of things we do. Sonia's probably filled you in pretty well.
So you meet monthly, and are you in charge of planning? Like, do you come up with ideas for the trips and that kind of thing, or?
Anne is our chairman, so I'll let her answer that.
Yes, we do, but we don't actually do the planning. We take those recommendations. We that have Sonia talk to
you are alone in the conference. You'll be disconnected.
Talk to the ladies. We either have Sonia talk to the ladies in the office, or one of us may go over if it's our idea, and we really want to share that enthusiasm with the ladies in the office. So it goes both ways. So no, we don't really plan the activities like that.
We do a lot of committee work, though. We put together an annual plan, which gets presented to the city about what the priorities are going to be, and then we do break into committees and kind of work on what we want to out of those priorities, and then the next year we come around and take a look at them again, see if some of them are no longer as important as they were when we started, or if some have been closed and we come up with new things. So it's, we work a lot, kind of a little side work.
Thank you, Bryn, that was great. So what I'm going to do is tell you a little bit about the committee. So we are a community committee. We are appointed by Newport City Council. Now the words are coming to work a little better. So what we will do from here, if you are approved, then Sonia will take that request to City Council, and then they will approve you and send you a letter, and then you will come here. So it could take more than a month. City Council does meet again, actually, today.
But they're going to be so busy with the homeless situation today that they don't have much time for anything else. Yeah.
And then again in 2 weeks they'll meet. So we would love to have you be part of us. Bryn.
I did have one question.
Sure.
We're a slim committee right now. We barely have a quorum. And I'm wondering if, in terms of your time commitments, if you feel comfortable in saying that you would be able to come to the monthly meetings. They're typically on Monday at 2 o'clock, 2:30, excuse me, and they are the...
fourth.
Yes.
So that would kind of be a key because, you know, again, we just have a quorum.
Yeah, that's not a problem. So there are six of you?
Seven.
Is that correct? Seven.
When we're a full committee, there are seven of us.
Okay.
Right now, we are a committee of four.
Okay.
So if one of us is not able to be at the meeting, then we can't have a meeting.
Okay.
So we are really concerned with getting our number back up, so that's not something we have to worry about, because our work just stalls. Well, our work doesn't stall. Our communication within the community kind of comes to a...
Sure.
A stop. Okay, what else was I going to say? So next month, no, this month, it's October already, we will take a look at the goals we had for the last year. So it's really weird how this works. So we have to look at our goals and decide if we want to keep them, change them, delete them, or whatever we're going to do with them. And there's a lot of discussion around that, because sometimes there's things that have come up that have just prohibited us from moving on, even though the goal is a good one. We just haven't been able to take it forward. And then in November, we firm those up. We make sure the writing is what we want it to be. And that information has to go to City Council by very early in December. Here's the crazy part. We actually don't work on those goals until next July.
Next July.
It's really crazy. It's confusing to new people. So we come up with these great new goals, and then we don't necessarily do anything with it for a while. We can, but we don't have to start working on it till then. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
We meet on the fourth Monday of the month from 2:30 to 4. This is the room that we meet in. We do have committee meetings outside of this. You will make that decision of which one of our goals you are going to work on, and work with somebody who's already doing some of that work. You can work on more than one committee if you want to. I like to call them work groups, because this is a committee, so it's those work groups that we're working on. Then every month we report, whoever's kind of the lead person of that work group reports on what's been going on. And the other committee members get to ask questions if they don't quite understand what we're trying to communicate, and that does happen. And then we, so that's what we do in October and November. Then in December, we vote for our new chairperson. I have been the chair, I think this is the sixth year, something I can't remember. Anyway, so if that's something you're interested in, please don't be shy about saying you'd love to do it. I love doing it, but I'm not saying it's the only reason I'm here. Let me see, then what else do we do? We try to attend the events at the 60 Plus Center to make ourselves kind of known to other people. Whenever I go over there and I'm just hanging out, which is not very often because it's not, I'm a very introverted person, so I have to work myself up to coming to meetings, especially when they're recorded or if pictures are going to be taken. But I do try to just stop in the little living area there and say hi to the people who are there. Sometimes if my work group is small enough and we can, Patty and I have met in there, and then we've gone over and asked the people who are there questions that have to do with our work group. Most people don't just come forward to the committee and say, hey, this is what we want to do. So we kind of have to go towards them, forward to them, and ask them the questions. Let me see. Were you going to say something, Don?
Well, yeah, I did want to make another comment. I see in your background here that you have been involved in several other associations and organizational type meetings, and I had a similar background to you, and Anne, in her excellent leadership, had to really explain to me rather strongly that it's important that you understand this, coming from that kind of background, and she just hit a little bit of it here for you. It takes a while to get things done here, as against in perhaps like a board or association meeting where a decision can be made and just move forward on it. And so I, if you're going to continue on considering us, it's important that you realize that. I really appreciate the way that Anne explained it to me, because she could tell I was getting kind of antsy on wondering why something wasn't happening here. And it was important that then, and I realized that, and I think it's important you realize that it takes that. If you have any further questions on it, she'll really be very happy to go into more detail with you. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. So here's a really good example. So we had a member here who had to drop off because of health concerns, and he's a real computer guy, has a computer brain. And so he brought the issue here, which is another thing we want you to do. If you see something and you're thinking, that doesn't really represent who I think the 60 Plus Activity Center is or what I thought I was doing here. So he was also on the police advisory committee, and he said, you know, our website is really pathetic. And I have to say, after I could finally figure out how to get there and move around, it really was. It was not easy to navigate. You'd push a button and you'd go somewhere, and then next thing you knew, you were right back where you were, and it's like, that's not where I wanted to be. So Stu was this man's name. So he really, he and Sonia and I had some meetings, and we worked it out, and he got some great things done. So he got this work done, and then he takes it to Sonia, because we don't call IT for the city of Newport. And then Sonia works with the IT department. So it took us probably 3 or 4 months to get some of it done. Some of it was quick. So that's really what Don is speaking to. Here, we have these great ideas, and we come up with this work and say, here, this is what we want you to do. But then we don't really get to tell people what to do. So it's working within those constraints sometimes that becomes very frustrating for people. Me, I'm one of those, okay, let's do it, let's get it done, and it's like, does not work that way. So, do you know or do you understand that you are appointed by city council, and they will appoint you to either 1 year or a 2 year term? We don't get any say in that,
okay.
None whatsoever. Then you can continue. I have been here for quite a few years. I don't even know when I came here now. But I stay here because I think what the 60 Plus Activity Center does and can do for the individuals in our community who are 60 plus is invaluable.
Absolutely.
For some people, it's just a matter of a place to go and to be. You'll probably, if you hang out over there very much, you'll notice some volunteers are there every single day of the week. Excuse me, this is what they want to be doing. And I keep coming back because I feel like our work is important, and what we do as a committee makes a difference for The people who attend activities and who go into the 60 plus, but also for the larger community at large. They are, I think, beginning to know we are here and we play an important role in people's lives and we want to make a difference for them. That's just my opinion. It's not anybody else's opinion, even though I think they probably would agree.
Okay. Approximately how many members do you have?
With all of those, it actually brings us well over 900 members.
Wow. Awesome. Fantastic.
Just signed up just for the 60 plus center, about 700.
Okay.
And we do have a membership fee. It's 20 something a year.
$27 a year for a new partner. Vicki is a member.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she has participated in.
Okay, that's great. And then when you go in, you know to put your little card in the thing. That
hope
is,
it works and keep turning it until
yeah,
it does.
Yeah, I know. Hold your mouth just right and blink. Or yeah. One of the reasons that is so important that we use that machine, and I tend to forget because I just run in to drop something off and I have nothing except for what I'm dropping off in my hand, is that I think was a key thing in when we applied for accreditation, which we are now accredited, which is awesome. One of the only 60 or senior centers within the state of Oregon, which is accredited, which is really cool. But we were able to use those numbers and show that this is happening, all of these activities, and it was a lot of work to go through the accreditation, but I think it was an amazing thing that we did. And as I worked on that, so I'm gonna preface this by saying it different. That was amazing in itself, but if it wasn't all the other people doing what they did, we wouldn't have had anything to put in the accreditation paperwork. So it really does take a lot of people to have our center to be as wonderful as it is.
And I think your publicity in the News Times is fantastic. I
yes.
mean, everything is in there, mm-hmm. and including the articles that apparently you wrote. I remember mm-hmm. one about Spanish-speaking people mm-hmm. being, or about the world being together. That was mm-hmm. that was a great article. In fact, I usually tell Sonia. mm-hmm. And Sonia wrote a really good article in there. But I've really been impressed. As newcomers, John and I, when we go somewhere, like if we go to Corvallis, I will read almost the whole Newport Times, and we have the best discussions. It's like mm-hmm. our traveling newspaper club.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I think it's a great paper, and I think you all have done a really good job in keeping the paper informed as to what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Part of that is that lady who sits behind you there, Terry. She's a volunteer in the office, and she also has applied to be on the committee. So we all have very different backgrounds. Bryn still actually works. The rest of us are retired, but we volunteer a lot. So we have a wide range. I think I'm still probably the youngest person, but and Dawn probably is the senior member right now at this point in time.
Thank you for saying so nice about it.
Yeah.
How young are you, Don?
Pardon?
How young are you?
90.
Good for you.
So, and I'm 63. And so we really view the world very differently. So some of our meetings, people outside, I often wonder if they think, God, are they really arguing? No, we're not really arguing. We have different points of views, and we really want those views shared. So sometimes, now why did you say that and explain that more to me? So it might sound not very friendly, but actually we're working very hard
yeah.
to make it a go. I don't have anything else.
Well, the last comment that I would have is that if you do join with us, we have the pleasure of Sonia in the office. She has really invigorated the organization considerably, and she has some wonderful ideas. And of course, she's also involved with Rotary, as you know, and it's somebody that I'm really pleased to be associated with.
I would like to add that I think from the center to this group, it's incredible, and that Newport is a wonderful community, and the people that you're going to work with are great. I was happy to hear you interested in the veterans, because before I came on this, I spent a year and a half, well, actually, not quite that much, with another veteran trying to better the situation for veterans in Lincoln County. And there's still a lot of work to be done. And then I did a directory of not just veterans places that they could go to, but where they could find help in the community. And there's, you know, for everything from churches to whether it was mental health, whether it was food or what. And I still see that there's lots of work to be done. And I've enjoyed working on the committee for the advisory. I'm not going to be able to continue, unfortunately. It makes me sad, but it's a great community. And I think everyone there, and I think that Sonia really is doing a great job too. And everyone.
That's right.
It's a wonderful thing, and I just can't continue, but my heart will be there.
Okay. Anything else for us?
Can't think of anything.
Okay. Well, you are free to stay if you would like to, or you are free to go, and Sonia can tell you what the result of the vote is. Whatever you would like to do is fine with us.
So you're going to have a regular meeting, right?
Fourth Monday of this month.
Yeah. Today's just okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you can vote. I would be thrilled to be a part of it. I have some ideas. I'm curious as to how many members are new members, and I've almost thought, I think this, the center can be such a valuable asset to people new to Newport. And so I'm wondering, you know, how many of your members are newcomers? And I almost think it would be good to call on newcomers and get them involved, because I think it's an excellent way. And Oregon has so many things to see and experience that I think the trips, I went with John Baker to Camp Adair, and it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I just think there are so many things, so many trips to local events that would just be amazing. And that way we don't have to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to meet other people. I think the trips would be great, and I think getting out and calling on newcomers, even if it's just a phone call, to make them aware that we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Vicki, mm-hmm. One thing that I would like to recommend to you is to get involved with Coffee with Sonia. This is new program that she's instigating. And my personal judgment
cookies.
Is very valuable to the association, but it's extremely difficult getting attendance on it. And that's something that we could really use a lot of help on.
Okay. Thank you for coming today, Vicki.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Great.
Thank you. Nice meeting all of you.
Thank you.
You too. Appreciate you coming
nice
today.
Nice meeting you.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
You're next.
I'm fine.
It's warm. Yeah. Okay, well, I think when we do you, it's going to be a little different because you know a lot about the 60 Post Activity Center, so we're not having to fill in those big blanks for you. But if you have any questions, please do ask.
Okay.
Do you know everyone sitting here at the table?
I don't know her.
Patty okay. Oliver.
Hi.
And then you know Don, and you know me, and you know Brandon. Okay. Patty is the member who is going to be resigning after this vote. Yeah, because we need to get more people here, and without her, we didn't have a quorum. Okay. Patty, do you have any questions? Oh, let's take just a minute to review her application before we just jump right in on a hot seat.
Well, the one thing I did notice immediately is that you have been working at the activity center, the 60-plus, mm-hmm. for a while, and that you're working with Meals on Wheels. It's nice to know that you're already involved in this, and I don't have any other questions, I think.
No, I've been there 6 months now.
Are you new to the community?
No.
Were you? Or how long have you lived in the community?
I moved to Seal Rock in 89.
Oh, wow.
So you're pretty much familiar with everything going on in the community. That's good.
And I really enjoy working at the center. It's been really rewarding. I've always worked well with elders. I was a CNA for a while, so this was just something I can do to help the seniors.
May I ask, what are your interests?
My interest? Helping others. I love to help others. I want to make a difference in this community. And I worked as a caregiver for a while, but it got too hard for me. I have arthritis really bad, and it's hard for me to get around. And then I'm learning computers. I'm planning events. It's just a dream come true.
Wonderful. That's nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Don, any questions?
I've worked with Terry on several different projects and everything, so I'm fairly familiar with her background, so I don't have any questions at this time.
Okay, thanks. Bryn?
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Good to see you here.
Yes.
And I appreciate all the work that you're already doing for 60 plus, so it's really nice for you to consider broadening that. I did have a question, actually, for Anne, that because you are with the Activity Center and the Advisory Committee is, the work is sort of parallel but not the same, mm-hmm. that I thought it might be helpful for you to kind of talk about the...
Okay, I can do that. Do you know that this is a community committee and we're appointed by the Newport City Council?
Yes.
Okay. So they will appoint you to 1 year or 2 year. We don't have any say in that. You'll just get a letter saying you've been appointed to a 1 or 2 year term and when your term expires. So on here, we're also a mix of 1 and 2 year terms. Otherwise, every year, if everybody decided they were tired of volunteering, we wouldn't have a committee. The other good thing about that is that we have some experience, and then we have some newcomers. We have people with vastly different backgrounds on this committee, which I think really helps us when it comes to communication. We don't have an expectation that we all know everything. We have an expectation that all of us know a lot, which can contribute to our success. So as an employee of the center, then you work under Sonia, okay? On this committee, you would be a volunteer and you don't get paid. We meet once a month. Well, you get paid good things for your heart, but you don't get a paycheck. We meet once a month, the fourth Monday of the month from 2:30 to 4 here in this room. I can't say your attendance is mandatory. What I can say is we really need you to be attending meetings if you're on the committee. If we don't have a quorum, we can't meet. And if we don't meet, then stuff just kind of sits and simmers sometimes, and we can't move forward with what we're trying to do. Not on everything. We have goals. Every October, we look at the last year's goals and decide if, you know, that's a good goal, we're moving on it, let's continue, or we're not moving on it, we've hit too many barriers, let's not have that goal. Or if we adjust it this way, then that goal is something we can continue. We also have an expectation, all the members up here have an expectation of each other, that we bring thoughts and ideas to the committee. If you have something that you think, you know, this committee really needs to be working on this or going in this direction, you bring that to us. Doesn't mean we're going to say that's a great idea, but it does mean we're going to ask you lots of questions and clarifications so that we can make, as a whole, a good decision about that idea. Let me see. Then in November, at the meeting, we will make sure the wordsmithing is all done and our goals are ready to go. We need to get those completed and then to Sonia. Sonia is our pathway to City Council. Yes, we can come before City Council, but we just don't do it in a storm of hail. We take things to Sonia and then she takes things to City Council for us. But as community members, we certainly can attend City Council meetings. That has to be, those goals have to be to City Council by very early in December. So now here's the really crazy thing. So we create these goals, but we don't start working on new goals until July. It doesn't make any sense, I know. I'm not in charge of that. If I was, it wouldn't be that way. That's okay. Probably good that I'm not in charge. So it seems kind of strange if we come up with new goals. We can start working on them if we want to, but we don't have to start working on them till July. Okay. Let me see what else. We have those goals, and for each of those goals, we have a work group. You choose what goal you want to work on. You join other people who are already working on that, or maybe you might be the only person working on that goal. Right now, that's kind of the way it is because our numbers are so few. We're a committee of seven. Right now, we have four, and this afternoon, we will only have three. So it's really important that we get some more members on this committee, not just for warm bodies, but for those good ideas that come with the warm bodies. I don't want you to feel like you're just a number.
Okay.
Let me see. Did that cover what you thought I was going to say?
Well, thanks, Anne. Yeah, just basically that we, as the advisory, we can make recommendations, but we can't actually make something happen. We can recommend something via Sonia to the City Council. So when you're working in the office, things are much more direct. When you're here, we kind of go in roundabout ways, but things get done.
Sorry.
Oh, no problem. So you probably knew that Patty wrote a couple articles for the paper. Those articles were directly from the work group, from a goal that we have. So not everything goes through City Council. They want to know what we're doing, but they don't want to know the pins and needles. They have much bigger issues to deal with. So we're really responsible for the pins and needles and getting those things done. So sometimes things just happen, and it's from the work of a work group, and other times it seems like not much is happening, but it's happening way out there somewhere. A lot of the work that Bryn does, she's working with other organizations, other communities, other cities. And so sometimes she probably doesn't feel like it's going anywhere. I am totally amazed at what she has done by getting other communities involved and making those partnerships. We really can't do anything without partnerships. And so it's really important that the message we're giving out in the community is a positive one that positively reflects on the 60 Plus Center and also on our actions are also on cue with that. Okay, now, do you have any questions for us?
Right now, I just can't think of any other than the fact that I would be really privileged to be a part. I mean, I love what's going on with the center. I love being a part of everything. And I feel like I'm really coming out of my shell after the COVID for 2 years, yeah. and talking to everybody and being a part of helping people out, it just makes me feel proud.
Do you see any issues with being an employee of the 60 Plus Center and also being on the advisory committee for the 60 Plus Center?
Everything's great. I just am really impressed what's going on, and it couldn't have been a better choice for me.
Okay. So you don't anticipate any problems with that?
No.
You will be able to attend meetings?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Does anybody have... No, I'm getting a lot of no shakes. Okay. You are, unless you have more questions for us or anything else you want to tell us, you are free to go or you're free to stay. But if you do stay, we have to have you step out of the door so that we can vote, and then you can come back in. Or you can leave, and Sonia can tell you when she gets back to the office. Whatever you are more comfortable with.
I can go back to the office. I was told I have to help decorate. So I'm going to go help decorate, and you guys do what you're doing, and hope to see you soon.
Thank you so much for applying and coming today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Terry.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi.
I didn't have time to stop and get a coffee. Hairball. Okay. Now, any discussion for us? But please keep in mind that anyone can listen to these minutes. So let's just be kind in our discussion. Any comments?
You mean about the minutes?
About these two people.
I thought it was interesting. They obviously come from two different worlds in a sense, and I think that that's good that there's a balance there.
Yeah. I agree totally with that, Patty.
And I also, about the, I was thinking, you know, a lot of cities have newcomers clubs, and it might work out for the seniors to sponsor a newcomers club for a certain age up. I think that you would possibly get more interest. I don't know, but I know a lot of people that have belonged to newcomers clubs and thought it was great because they got together outside of whatever they were doing. And so if there's some way that you could be the impetus for that and sponsored.
I love that idea. Don't enjoy living in a place when they don't know anybody, when they don't make friends.
I think that they would respond to a newcomers club, and then maybe you might start it at a lower age, and then when they're interested, then work them into the. I think you would. I don't know, but just from what I've been around a bit, at 86 years and. Things like that seem to work. That's just something that came to mind.
That's a really good idea. I like that. One thing to keep in mind, I don't know if it happens anymore, but when I moved over here from the Valley, I lived in Lincoln City, and the Lincoln City Chamber of Commerce came and gave me a little basket of very nice treats and surprises, brochures about what's going on in the community. I have no clue if Newport does that. Okay, that's too bad. Yeah, that's what it was. Welcome wagon. And that sounds like a great idea. And I just want to expand a little on what you said, Patty. Anyone can attend activities and classes and trips through the 60 Plus Activity Center. If there's a charge for it and they're not old enough to be a member, then they have to pay $5 more for it. But anyone can attend.
Who of you not to say only from... Right. You know, XX age.
Yeah.
But I really think that Newport needs, I've thought about it several times, and they could benefit. And I've noticed it because I'm not unfriendly, but I really don't have any friends in the community. I have a lot of acquaintances, but I have only one person that I ever do anything with. And of course, with COVID, where I live, they don't do anything. And I've thought several times it would be nice, especially now that the COVID is waning. If the community had a newcomers club, and then if you didn't stipulate it had to be like 62 or whatever, if they wanted to be, I don't know how you'd work it because it is 60 plus, but there are things, as you say, that you can work around.
Mm-hmm. And I've been a member of the committee long before I was 60. More of my years were before 60 than after.
I'll bet Sonja knows what I'm going to talk about. That ties right in exactly with one of the problems that she and I have discussed strongly and I have brought up at our board meeting, and that is the way that we are sometimes welcomed a new person walking into the organization. Very, very like you're not even there. You come in just... almost like you're invisible in a way. And there's been a lot of discussion on how to welcome people, new people walking in the door, establishing a more saying simply, you know, hi, how are you? When the our first lady was here, what's her first name?
Vicky.
Anyway, she was there, and I said hi, and she said something about her cell phone, and we chatted a moment or two, and I tried to make her kind of, because I was guessing that's who this was, and tried to make her feel kind of welcome. And that's something we have really discussed. Isn't that right, mm-hmm. Sonia? Seriously. Mm-hmm. And I do think that would be a good project tied in with what Patty was already saying and we're talking about that we could maybe take on as a project some way. It isn't necessarily for this particular meeting, but it is something for us to put behind.
And you might want to put that on our agenda for our next meeting. That's an interesting idea, since we're only here today.
Perfect.
To do
Let's do that.
Special
that would be
vote.
Fine. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
There's another thing you should keep in mind, and I've heard it a number of places, and being relatively new here, that, and I think, although I've had a terrible experience here, I love the town, I love the people, but it was brought to mind several times that this is a tourist area. And tourists come in, and so a lot of times the residents are friendly. They really are friendly here, but they don't delve any deeper to see, like, would you like to do this or that? And so you have that battling. That's something you need to keep in mind, that you want to encourage them, of course, to get involved with not just the senior center, but other things too. But it is true. It is a tourist town, and it's wonderful, and everybody's friendly, and they'll greet you. But unless you're involved in something, you don't, it doesn't go deeper.
Yeah. Did you happen to notice Vicki's reaction when I told her my age? You know, you have no idea how often I get shoved off the corner.
Because
somebody
you're 90.
Finds out they think, you're 90, you must not have a brain in your head. Well, obviously that's
true.
Not true, but that's something that is same kind of thing that sometimes people in general treat older people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we need to maybe build up the morale, if we want to use that term, of our members. So, you know, we are important. I mean, look at the work. Look at what you do. I mean,
look what we all do.
This is not an easy job you've got.
No,
I mean, I know that.
You've
spent a lot of work and hard to, the background, I find it, Fatty's doing and everything. And, of course, I know well what Sonia's doing, and
haven't done much for the committee except write a couple letters, but and
Patty,
promote
that's
it.
That's not true.
You
know. That's not true.
No, it's not. Just sitting.
But it's been nice working with Anne, and we. You know, there's a lot that can be done. I'm just sorry that I can't continue, but I will. I pray a lot, and okay, Lord, let's get this boat in motion, and maybe I can come back and at least do things at the center.
That would be great.
Well, bye. My background has been so extensive, wise of a different, and I can see what, you know, I'm an outsider, I can really see what you people have been doing. I can see what Sonia's like.
I agree.
I've been impressed with the way she runs her meetings and that. You know, I've been in a lot of them that aren't run this well, believe me. And the courtesy she gives people. You know, that's important, that type of thing. Anyways, I didn't mean to get us off the track of why we're here today.
It is a wonderful group.
I do want to, if it's okay to go back to the discussion of...
Yes, please. We only have about 8 minutes left, and we need to take our vote and make a recommendation.
All right. I want... on Terry.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with Terry on several projects mm-hmm. that Sonia's had me do.
Mm-hmm.
Terry is... very willing person. In fact, I just put that note down mm-hmm. to myself. She's very willing to work. Her heart mm-hmm. is good. Sometimes we're not able to really accomplish the job that we want to get done, perhaps from lack of her background or experience. It might be difficult to put a heavy load of any type. Am I saying this right, Sonia?
Every person makes their own decisions on how much they're going to do.
Okay.
I don't tell Patty what she's going to do. In our work group, we make discussions and we make decisions. I'll do
how
that.
How come you're always telling me what I got to do?
Oh, Dawn, you're so full of hogwood.
It's because you're old.
Okay, I'm moving back now. Okay, so if Terry decides that, or Vicki decides that they want to do something in particular, that's great. We really do not support work groups being one person. Because then all these great ideas, all the documentation, everything is like, when that person is gone, it goes away. Mm-hmm. So we really like to have more than one person on a work group. We have not been able to do that for a while with the number of changes we've had. Yeah. But I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate those comments.
Okay. That.
I definitely hear you. Okay. Now we can either, is discussion done? Okay. We can have a motion individually for each one of them for a recommendation to city council to become members, or we can do it together. Whoever makes that motion, I'm fine.
Well, I'll make a motion that we vote on concerning Vicki Brock and Terry Murphy as members of the 60 Advisory Committee.
Terrific. Do I have a second? Okay, Patty made the second. Okay, all those in favor of recommending Vicki Brock and Terry Murphy to the Newport City Council as members of the 60 Plus Advisory Committee, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We all aye'd. We don't have a nay. All right, Sonia, that's our recommendation. Will you let them both know? Perfect. Okay. We do have a meeting this month. We won't see. Wait a minute.
I'm sorry. You have no idea.
Mm-mm. That's something.
You know, if I can write more articles for you, I'd love to. If you want, you know.
Well, what I was thinking is that we actually.
Because that could be classified as an activity, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, if they're not approved, we can have an October meeting.
But just let me know what you might like to have done.
Okay, we can do that.
At least I can do that. I'm really heartbroken that I'm just in so much pain. The injury that I sustained in 17 has gotten worse. So, and then something else is wrong.
What date is our
meeting? But I pray that I will get completely well.
So if they're meeting today, then they would be meeting in 2 weeks, and our meeting is the week after. Okay. Yes.
I think that they will do a great job. They say it's good that they are really two different types of individuals, and one not better than the other, but everyone has a gift, and usually more than one gift, and I sense that with them, and I think that's great.
Okay, I'm going to, if that's all the business, I'm going to go ahead and close this meeting of the 60 Plus Activity Center Advisory Committee. It is 1:58.
I'll see you around, and I will wish you well in your projects,
Yes, stay in touch with us, please.
Take care, Patty.
I will.
Yes.
I
appreciate you making the effort in getting here.
Absolutely.
Excuse me, I didn't mean to open that up.
It's been a rough time, and when I moved to the coast, I had a state certificate to teach K-12. I don't have a regular teacher's. I thought that it would get better, but for some reason right now it's...
That's okay.
Ann?
Yes, Matt.
What was I approved, 1 year or 2 years?
I couldn't tell you. You'll have to go find your letter. But Sonia would know that.
Okay. I didn't ever get a letter from you.
Ann, I think you did a terrific job. I said that before.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thanks.
A lot. I'm sure it's a lot of work.
I'm sorry.
Not really.
You know what's going to be interesting is I know that Terry has a lot of interest in. I know she goes to all the powwows, and I know her involvement there might really give us some.
I'm glad that you will pursue.
Sonia,
pardon?
Newcomers Club.
Can you make up a new list? What?
I said I'm glad you might pursue
us?
A newcomer.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Okay. That would be great. So we have that contact information.
What would make them each one get people more interested?
Well, if we had a newcomers group, then you could come to that group and talk to people about stuff.
I mean,
that would be fun.
I did before, and today it even felt better.
No, I know.
And I was having a willing to go ahead with the citizenship. That wasn't my fault. That was allowed.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Finally, and I was causing me so much stress.
So I've been working for about 6 months now to get that computer moved over. Got the table. He actually, the guy showed up one time. I was in my coffee conversation with Sonia, and he said, "I'll be back in a little while." And he has never come back. But anyway, so
getting
the plan was
done.
To put a couple the blue chairs that are there with a little coffee table.
I would volunteer to do that. Really push me out of my comfort zone. But
Yeah, exactly. I would, you know, so that, I would work that out.
That is something that, that I'm working on.
Okay, great.
But I don't know when I'm ever going to get that computer.
Well, if she had an assistant that never showed up to help her.
Brim, question. Is there still Spanish?
Okay. It's actually, we're actually still waiting on the computer's moving.
I just want a refresher.
He's going to do a one on two.
That's what I.
Because
I have
some experience.
You know.
Who want to speak?
I've forgotten most of my Spanish.
Yeah. So that would be good.